Then the Americans came in. What a difference. They did everything for us. They took us out to the cinema. They took us out to lunch dinners in Southampton. They had an open air theatre in the camp, and we could just wander in. And well, they had all these shows and everything like that. And Dad used to go down to the kitchens in the mornings with a pony and trap and collect all the swill, the food that was left over, to feed the pigs on the farm. And they used to give him tins of ham, tins of biscuits, tins of beef. We never went hungry, nothing at all. And oh, it was great. Life was great, you know, there. We could go in with in their tents and talk to them. They were so laid back, you know, these Americans. And then we got up one morning and they were gone. Every single one, there was just one or two left, gone. The tents had all gone, everything. And there was just one or two left there because they still had the kitchen equipment there. And they'd gone for D-Day. And after they went, coloured Americans moved in. Oh, they were lovely chaps. They really were. They'd go out of their way to try and make friends with us, you know, because in America at that time, I mean, a black person, you know, was nothing, were they? And they were really nice chaps. And they used to, just outside the lodge gate, there was a patch of green. And they'd gather, big crowds of them gathered there, and we'd go. And they'd be telling us about their home life and that, you know, before they. But the funny thing was, every time the air raid sirens went in Southampton, they'd all dive into the trenches and you could hear them praying. It was funny, really. But they were such lovely chaps.